Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
Welcome to Inside the Coach's Headset. I'm your host, Amos Rogan. Inside the Coach's Headset is on UCSportsNation.com and brought to you by Tony Smith, your shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 931-528-7079 for all your insurance needs. Today we are joined by the head coach of the White County High School tennis team, Coach Joel Goff. Joel, welcome to Inside the Coach's Headset.
Thank you, Amos. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So, talking about tennis and probably doesn't get a whole lot of big attendance or anything like that. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got into being the head coach there at White County.
All right. Well, I grew up in Sparta, Sparta native. I played tennis in high school. And a few years back, they were looking for a tennis coach. And I put my name in the hat. And granted, there weren't many names in the hat. So, they were like, "Oh, you played tennis in high school?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Are you interested in coaching?" I said, "Absolutely." And I've done it and enjoyed it ever since.
Well, that's pretty cool. And you've seen some successes in the tennis program. Cole Crosland has won, going all the way to state. Tell us a little bit about using some of that success and how you created a teamwork, because you have young men and young ladies who play tennis. I'm assuming that you probably consider all of them being on one team rather than separating them out like a lot of the other sports do. So kind of tell us a little bit about your coaching mentality, the kind of culture that you want to have on the team, and what has been some of the keys to success and some of the kids that have moved through your program.
All right. Well, with mine, it is different. Like you said, I have guys and girls on the team. I mean, we have a girls team, a guys team, but we're all one tennis team. With tennis, I tell all my players, tennis is one of those sports, with baseball, you go out there as a team, you practice as a team. With football, basketball, all those sports, you're out there and, you have to learn teamwork. Tennis, we are a team, but in order to get better, I tell my players, I said, you're not going to get better if you just wait for me to, go out there and coach you, through the weekly practices. Is that those players that I've had come through that have, done really well. I've got a girl that's going to be a junior this year. She goes and wins, she places in district just about every year. She plays in tournaments, in the area. She goes to tennis camps. Yeah, those kids that you see that are, successful in tennis are the ones that, actually go outside of practice and, want to better themselves. I tell them, it's not up to, I am the coach, but, you can't just show up and expect me to make you better. You have to want to be better. So with tennis, it's one of those that, if you want to succeed, you have to have that drive to better yourself.
And the technique, a lot, just like you said, with a lot of team sports, swinging a bat, kicking a ball, shooting a ball into a goal, things like that. With tennis, there's power, but there's also finesse behind that power in being able to place the ball, serve it in a certain area that you know that your opponent is potentially weak at, things like that. How can you take someone who probably has never picked up a racket before in their life as a freshman, and really be able to teach them the fundamentals and work with them in a way that can keep them interested and to really flourish inside your team?
Well, there, you know, of course, there's a lot of drills. You know, I have them, you know, aim at targets. With tennis, it's all about repetition. You know, the more you do it over and over again, you know, I can have a grocery cart full of tennis balls and, you know, have a player out there doing the exact same thing over and over again until, you know, they feel comfortable and it's just second nature for them to, you know, hit it, you know, cross court or, you know, backhand, forehand. We do a lot of foot drills because players that are coming in fresh, you know, never played tennis before, they don't realize how much, you know, footwork and reaction time is in tennis. So we try to do a lot of, you know, changing direction, you know, going from forehand to backhand. And like I said, it's a lot of repetition. And, you know, we try to, you know, make it fun. Sometimes you may be out there with a basket just, you know, hitting in that same spot until you get it right. And other times we'll do games like Gotcha or Around the World where they're working on those fundamentals and those skills that we've been working on. But as, you know, as kind of a game, make it into a competition. So it's kind of entertaining while they're getting some practice time at the same time.
We're talking with White County High School head coach of the tennis team, Joel Goff. Joel, you know, when we watch tennis on TV, we see these athletes that are just incredible athletes in terms of physical fitness and just being able to cover more area of a tennis court than you really seem humanly possible, especially when the ball comes at, you know, is coming at them at 100-plus miles an hour. Physical, you know, in getting your conditioning of your players up to speed and really holding them accountable in some individual initiatives, what are some of the biggest things that you really impress on as far as conditioning and getting their endurance up and going?
I said previously, we do a lot of foot drills, suicides, you know, a lot of things that require them to change directions, because with tennis, it's all about, you know, you may be, you know, going on one side of the court, and if your opponent, the one thing that is good about, one thing about tennis, it's not about being necessarily quick to get to the ball. That's part of it, but the thing that will make you beat your opponent is getting the ball to where they're not. You know, if you can run them all over the court instead of them having you run after the ball, you know, you're going to wear your opponent down and you're going to hit the ball. You know, you want to hit in the empty spot on the court, you know, because I have kids that come out there and, some matches are boring to watch. If I'm hitting it back at your feet and then you hit it back to mine and so on and so forth, I mean, that's going to make for a dull game. But, you know, if you're standing on the left side of the court and, you know, the left side of the back court and I hit it up at the net on the right, you're going to have to, you know, it's going to be harder for you to return the ball. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we're hitting it back and forth to each other at each other's feet, then it's basically like whoever messes up first. But if I'm making you work harder for the ball than you're making me work, you know, chances are I'm probably going to be the one that comes out on top, whether I'm faster or not. I had two brothers. One of them graduated last year and one of them graduated the year before. You know, they were big guys. They played football in the fall. And, you know, looking at them, you think, you know, oh, they're going to be easy wins. But they were great at putting it in the court, you know, in the empty spot on the court, making their opponent work for it. Not to mention they put that weight and power behind those hits.
Sure. I think, you know, especially like in volleyball, there's a lot of volunteers who from the host school of whoever that match is that helps out with the officiating. Tell us a little bit about how, you know, when you do a meet or a tennis match with another school, kind of how does that all that work? How many officials do you have? Do you have some that some volunteers that come in and help out, especially on the back lines or up at the net? How is all that structured as far as a high school tennis match goes?
Well, Amos, it's, to be honest, in our, you know, I'm sure in bigger areas, but in Middle Tennessee, TSSAA, we've got there's two officials, and it's the head coach of White County, which is myself, and the head coach of whoever we're playing against. And we keep an eye on the courts. You know, of course, we're not out there as line judges like you'd see in, you know, the U.S. or French Open. But, you know, we're watching the courts and keeping up with the, you know, the points on the matches. But it's really up to the players. But the players in this level of, you know, play are their own judges as far as, you know, whether it was in or not, you know, if it's fault. And the thing about that is, you know, you think, well, you know, people make bad calls. Yeah, and it goes both ways. You know, you run into some that do it on purpose, some of them do it unintentionally. Like you said earlier, when the ball is flying, you know, fast, I mean, the ball will fly fast, and you may not be 100% sure, you know, whether it was in or out, if it was close to the line. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the thing about that is if I made a bad call, it's, you know, it's up to, let's say the two of us were playing, and you hit the ball, and I made a call, and it was questionable. Well, at that point, that's when myself and the other coach would come out there and kind of, you know, figure out what exactly happened, and when in doubt, if you hit it and I wasn't sure, it's in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's out if I didn't know it was out. And yeah, I teach my players to do that. Most coaches, you know, will teach their players, you know, if you're unsure if it was in or out, then, you know, the benefit of the doubt goes to, you know, the person you're making that call against.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all about honesty, but you do run into people that make, you know, bad calls, and you know, they're few and far between, because if you're notorious for doing that, then, you know, you kind of lose your reputation. Right.
And that makes all the sense in the world, because, you know, it's one of those type things that I talk to a lot of coaches, and the camaraderie amongst coaches, they're highly, highly competitive, as I'm sure you are as well. But at the end of the day, they rely on each other to, you know, bounce ideas off of each other. So a lot of times that they can vent their frustrations to each other, because they're the only ones that really understand what they're going through. So you've got to be able to maintain that reputation and that camaraderie, really, that other coaches have with you, because that's going to be more important than one point or one match that might be going on.
Oh, that's absolutely. And, you know, other coaches have assistant coaches to, you know, talk things over with tennis, at least, you know, White County and the most of the surrounding counties, you know, you got the head coach and, you know, there's no assistant. So myself and the other coaches are all we got to talk about that sort of stuff. So you don't want to be known as the person that makes, you know, that's unsportsmanlike.
Sure. We're talking with the head coach of the White County High School tennis team, Joel Goff, here on Inside the Coach's Headset, brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Joel, one of the things that I always like to ask every coach is, and especially coaches who have been in their roles for a while and have seen some successes with individuals on their teams, is knowing what kind of culture that you've created. What is one of the things that you hope your players would say, Coach Goff taught me this? You know, what would be that one thing that you would hope all of your players that have come through your program would say about you and your coaching style?
I mean, I think it's, you know, drive, motivation. You know, you, as I said earlier, you're not going to get with with tennis and anything in life, you know, if you want to get good at it, if you want to succeed at it, you know, you get in, you get out of it what you put into it. You know, if I didn't want to, you know, if I didn't want to better myself at tennis, you know, then I may just show up for practice. If I wanted to get better, I'm going to be out there, you know, emptying a, you know, grocery cart full of tennis balls until I've got it like second nature. You know, if I want to better myself, I'm going to push myself to get better. And that's what I want my players. You know, yeah, I've got some that, you know, just go out there, because they want to be a part of a team, and I get that. But I've got some that expect, you know, to just walk out on the court and be given a win. And I said, you know, that's not always – there's always going to be somebody that's better than you. And, you know, and don't take defeat, you know, as failure. You know, the only way to get better is – to play somebody better. If I'm constantly, you know, for example, I could go out there and play my 6-year-old in tennis and beat her all day, but, you know, Amos, is that going to make me any better? No. I mean, she's going to improve because she's playing somebody better, but if I want to get better, I'm going to have to give myself competition. I'm going to have to do something that challenges me, get out of my comfort zone. And, you know, that's what I want my players to realize. If they want to get better, they're going to have to push themselves and have that drive to better themselves.
Yeah, it's always better to play up rather than to play down, like the old saying says. You never really get better, as you've said, just playing people who are not at the same caliber as you are. You always want to play against people who are at a higher caliber because it shows you a better way of success. But, hey, Joel, we really appreciate you joining us. Should call you Coach Goff. You're a personal friend of mine, and that's I sneak in some of that. But really do appreciate you joining us here on Inside the Coach's Headset. You've been listening to the head coach of the White County High School tennis team, head coach Joel Goff, here on Inside the Coach's Headset on ucsportsnation.com. Brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. You can call Tony at area code 931-528-7079 or go to his office at 425 East Broad Street here in Cookeville, Tennessee. Joel, once again, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck to you on this season, and we'll talk to you a little later on down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me, Amos.
All right, thank you.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the coach's headset.